I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org. Click on Newsroom for more information about anything you hear here. The Albany Times Union reports that New York State legislators are now considering new regulations for stretch limousines after 20 people were killed last week in a limo accident in Schoharie County. A new bill in the state Senate would pull stretch limousines off the road after 10 years, and also create new safety procedures and mandate minimum liability insurance coverage of $2 million. The bill would also put inspection results on the State Department of Transportation website. Quote, "While many limousine operators take the safety of their passengers and drivers seriously, there seems to be a certain population of operators that does not," unquote, the bill's memorandum says. Quote, "In an effort to cut corners, they put their passengers and drivers at risk," unquote. Chuck Schumer, New York's U.S. senator, and other national leaders are also talking about reforms. Quote, "The sad fact here is that right now everyone is talking about limo safety when we could have been studying it for the past few years," unquote, Schumer said. "The NTSB knows they need to fix this situation so we can have as much information as possible available." The Reverend O. Robert D. Martinez, speaking at a funeral October 13th for several of the Schoharie victims, also wondered why this happened. Quote, "The question that is in the hearts of so many is, why?" DeMartinez told mourners. Quote, "Why did these 20 individuals have to be taken from us so quickly and so unexpectedly?" Unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Columbia Green Media looks at the two-year-old relationships between Columbia Memorial Hospital and Albany Med. Last year, Saratoga Hospital also joined the partnership with Albany Med. Now, Albany Med and the Hudson-based hospital share radiology services and pathology services. Columbia Memorial is also now trying out a program sending patients home with remote monitoring devices, monitoring blood pressure, blood oxygen levels, and other key health indicators. Quote, "We're planning for the future together, sharing knowledge, developing best practices, and laying the foundation for a less fragmented patient experience," unquote, said J.P. Callahan, CMH president and CEO. Quote, "We've already achieved a great deal through this affiliation, and we see even greater things ahead for the communities that we serve," unquote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Mahoney reports in Politico New York that the four men who want to be New York's comptroller debated October 14th in Manhattan. Incumbent Democrat Tom DiNapoli, Republican Jonathan Trichter, Mark Dunley from the Green Party, and Libertarian Kruger Gallaudet were all on stage, but DiNapoli, leading in the polls, took the spotlight. He attacked Trichter for previously working on Democrats' campaign and now running as a Republican. Quote, "If you had to sell yourself to get the nomination," DiNapoli said, quote, "I don't think that's the best standard to be running for office," unquote. Trichter shot back, quote, "The powers of the office are formidable. DiNapoli is the sole trustee of the $200 billion pension fund. It's the market power of a Saudi prince. And this comptroller has basically covered up his pension performance and his investment performance." A Siena College poll earlier this month had DiNapoli leading by 58% to 26% for his Republican opponent. So Libertarian Kruger Gallaudet was free to tell the truth about what in his background would make him a good comptroller. Quote, "You want honesty? Not a whole lot," unquote, he replied. "I've held no office other than the Board of Education in Tuckahoe, but what I would bring is a fresh pair of eyes. We all know DiNapoli is going to win this race. I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but it's pretty dead certain," unquote. Read the full story at Politico New York. David Lombardo reports in the Albany Times Union that 4 years ago at this time, just before the governor's election, the campaigns had agreed to two debates. This year, there are no debates scheduled so far between incumbent Democrat Andrew Cuomo, Republican Mark Molinaro, Green Party candidate Howard Hawkins, or independent Stephanie Miner. Lombardo writes, quote, "Cuomo has little to gain from sharing the stage with his rivals, as he leads comfortably in the polls and has the campaign funds to get his message to the voters without a debate," unquote. League of Women Voters Legislative Director Jennifer Wilson says they've attempted to organize a debate, but that multiple media outlets back out when Cuomo makes it clear he will not participate. Miner, the former Syracuse mayor running on the Serve America movement line, says that, quote, "Candidates should give citizens the ability to hear our ideas and critiques," unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times Union. Eliza Collins reports in USA Today that former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is hitting the road to campaign for Representative John Faso and other Republicans. Faso, the incumbent Republican from Kinderhook, does not have any events listed on his public schedule webpage, but the newspaper says Ryan starts his campaign swing October 15th. Quote, the speaker knows that every Republican he is joining on the trail during this final sprint would offer better ideas than their Democratic opponents, unquote, said Kevin Seifert, executive director of Ryan's political operation. Faso is in a close race for re-election with Democrat Antonio Delgado. Read the full story in USA Today. This is Tom Rowe. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org to see more details about anything you heard here.